And good morning. Welcome.
You're loving this.
I am loving this. This is a great little song.
This first it was whistles, and now I feel like we're walking.
It's like a horse. Ding, dong, ding. Actually, it's a clock. It's supposed to be a clock. This is classic, like, game show music. Good morning. Those of us talking to each other are known as Mike and Lisa Austin. We are the Austins here on your morning tradition at Magnificat Media. Magnificat Radio and your morning tradition. Okay, magnificatmedia.com. That's an old, like, classic game show song. It's called The Syncopated Clock.
Oh, cool.
I should have put more of it in there. You want more? Okay, why not?
Was that a rhetorical question?
We could have trivia questions. We've got that Catholic trivia game. We might. Anyway, it's happy music. I'm into happy music. I want to have a whole polka hour, but I don't know if that's going to happen ever. But welcome to your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here for a Thursday morning. It is July the 23rd. Coming up later on in the show, we have a guest. Chuck Riccomini is going to be our very first. He's a historical guest. You want to know why? Oh, you know why.
I know why, because I was there.
You were there. ladies and gentlemen, he will be our first Skype guest ever here on the on your morning tradition. What we did is we figured out how to do Skype and get it into the system here and all that stuff. So took us a little bit.
Did you remember?
What?
Where all the plugs go?
I hope so. Because if we talk,
well, you unplugged them.
Yeah,
so
no,
can we
I got it.
Them?
Yeah, no,
all
you
right,
just.
Good.
I'll just start pushing buttons, and we'll see what happens, willy nilly.
I mean, I don't want to spend another hour like we did before.
Yeah, especially with Father. If Father Scott ends up being on the Skype with us, we'll figure it out. We can test it with your dad. We could test it, you know, with that, and
that's
talk about the Holy
idea.
Name Society and stuff. So anyway, Chuck Riccomini is going to talk to us about. We saw him at ordinations. Chuck Riccomini is a very good friend. From St. Mary's, Kansas. If you don't know the Riccominis with the dogs and all of that, big family. And Chuck is just an outstanding individual. And we saw
Charles.
Him. Charles. I'm sorry. Yeah, I say Chuck. Charlemagne. Uh-huh. Excuse me, Charlemagne.
It's Charles.
Charles. Charles in charge, Riccomini. And so, I noticed he had this ring on from way across. He was standing over by the chapel, and I'm way over by, like, you know, like the benches up there at the seminary overlooking the hill. And I from that far away, I said, that Charles has a really cool ring on. So I went over and I said, where'd you get that? And there's a whole story behind it. And I thought it tied into really cool thing like family heirlooms, things handed down, traditions, family.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
It
was a neat story.
And it was a chance for us to try out Skype with Charles. So we do that.
It worked out well.
Father Wood's going to join us from, he's not on Skype. He's at his dad's house out in Colorado on vacation. He will do another Latin word of the day for us.
Calling in just for the Latin.
Yeah, and more. Oh, and this is a new feature we're going to do. A little bit of weather. I am not a meteorologist, but you can find weather on the internet enough. So real quick for your Thursday, there's more rain up into a part, more rain in Maine.
Really?
Mainly in the plain.
Okay.
I don't know. More rain up in the northern parts of Maine. Thunderstorms over parts of the deep south today. Rain from the Carolinas all the way across Arkansas and in some parts of Missouri and the Ozarks. Rain for the western Dakotas, too. And over a little bit of parts of Montana and just a tippy part of Idaho. Northeastern tip of Nevada as well. Otherwise, more heat, humidity. Oklahoma, 100 plus probably today.
Wow.
In what they call Texoma. It's kind of part of just above Texas down in the southwest corner of Oklahoma. And there's a little tropical storm that might form over the weekend out in the Atlantic.
Ooh.
It's kind of exciting. It's not named or anything like that. They're just keeping an eye on it. So that's that. We'll cover all that.
Well,
and
thanks.
Who knows? Yeah, you're welcome, Lisa. Let us know. Are we ready for history already? I think we covered everything.
We can be.
All right. Well, we're gonna pull up Skype and get Charles Riccomini on the phone. I think I keep wanting to say Chuck. How can you know where you're going If you don't know where you've been.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Does he say dude this day in history?
I don't think so.
It sounded like it there. Well, today happens to be the 23rd day of July. It's a Thursday. It's the 204th day of the year, in the year of our Lord, 2015. There are 161 of these babies left these days here. It was on this day in 636, the Arabs gained control of most of Palestine from the Byzantine Empire.
And on this day in 685, John V begins his reign as Catholic Pope.
We're talking Crusades here. It was 1148 that the Crusaders attacked Damascus.
And in 1829, William Austin Burt patents the typograph, Typographer, yes.
Right.
What'd I say, typograph?
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Tippy Canoe and Tyler too, whatever.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, it ends up being the typewriter.
That's right. It became the typewriter eventually. And did you notice his middle name was?
Burt.
Austin.
William Austin Burt.
Yeah, hi.
You said last name. That's his middle name.
I said middle name. 1880, the first commercial hydroelectric power plant began operating, guess where? Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Woohoo!
Hello.
Rapids.
What's the chapel
Allendale.
Over there?
Allendale.
Allendale. Hello, Allendale. All right.
And today, the ice cream cone was created during the St. Louis World Fair.
Yeah.
Reputedly first by Charles Menches.
I know that story.
In 1804. Or not 18, 1904.
That was 1904. So we had ice cream cones, and that was back when they were all those really cool sugar waffle cones. Yeah, you didn't have to special order a waffle cone. They were all waffle cones in 1904, and now you know your history. Do you want to know the story? I know some of the story.
Go ahead.
All right, so the story goes. It said reputed because here's the reputed story. I need my ice cream music. Can I have the ice cream music, please? Thank you. So, you got the St. Louis World's Fair going on.
Yes.
You got a guy with an ice cream booth. Everybody thought, 1904, how are they keeping that cold? It's amazing.
Right.
So the ice cream's going on and everybody loves the ice cream. They're loving the ice cream. This guy had bowls. People were walking off with his bowls.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have paper plates. It's 1904. He had little wooden bowls, little whatever he could find. People were putting it in their hands. People were putting it in cups. It was ice cream. And he's, okay, what am I going to do? They're walking off of my stuff. I don't have anything left. On the booth down the way from him was a guy making waffles.
Oh.
Yeah, show them the waffle iron. Look what I have. There's a waffle iron. Look at, I can make you waffles. Can we have more ice cream music, please? Huh? Okay. Thank you. And so he went over and he said, listen, buddy, pal of mine, can you just sort of make one of those things into sort of a cone shape so that I can put ice cream in it? And he said, what, are you crazy? No, trust me, do this.
Yeah.
He did it. They teamed up. They sold ice cream cones the whole rest of the day.
Seriously?
That's how it works.
Wow.
And from then on, the ice cream cone was invented.
Yay.
I made some of that up. But for the most part, that's...
I kind of thought you
no,
did.
No, that's the reputed story, though, of how they think that the ice cream cone came to be. And on these hot summer days, I just... You know, it's nice to have a good ice cream cone story at night.
Well, thank God for your imagination.
It's not my... That's not any out of my imagination. That really did... It happened that way.
You said partly.
Well, partly. I made some of it up.
Yes.
Did I mention it's going to rain in the deep south parts of it today?
Yes, you did.
All righty. We're going to do this and get back here and take care of our first guest of the day, reaching us via Skype. I am so excited to have Charles, I almost said Chuck, Charles Riccomini on Skype with us. He is in St. Mary's, Kansas. We are in southern Wisconsin, and we are your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin.
Hello.
The Austins. In our basement, doing our show. If people could, I'm hoping someday, like maybe next year, we can broadcast from the ordinations here, just so they can see this, how it all works. It's kind of fun.
Yes.
All right, Magnificat Radio here on MagnificatMedia.com. And we have some more surprises tonight later on in your broadcast day to tell you about coming up. So hang on. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Your Morning Tradition with Mike and Lisa Austin. And we're trying something new here on the program this morning is we've got an opportunity to do a number of different interviews via Skype. And as untech savvy as the both of us are, we are going to give it a shot. And so I thought we would start with our first guest. I almost said victim. He is a good friend in St. Mary's, Kansas, and happened to reconnect during ordinations. We showed up. It was raining that Thursday night, and the first guy we see, we go to the big tent, is Charles Riccomini coming out of the tent, and we hug, and it was just a great to see him again. And so please welcome via Skype, Charles is joining us this morning. Charles, welcome. You're our first guest.
Well, I'm glad I could lay down my life for my friends and be this first victim here.
This works out well.
How are you, Mike and Lisa?
We're doing fine.
Good,
thank you.
Thank you.
And so we're here on Skype, and I wanted to give you, I almost said a call. I guess this is technically a call, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. So I wanted to give you a call, Charles, and talk to you about, you remember, I think it was that Saturday during after the day after ordinations. Mm-hmm. And I saw you again across kind of that yard at the seminary, and I noticed that ring you had on. It was beautiful for one thing, and it caught my eye. I went over and said, "So tell me about that ring," because I told you I was very interested. And it's just it's a family heirloom. Give me the story behind that ring you were wearing.
Well, yes, in fact, that the ring that means a lot to our family, to us. It was actually my dad's dad, so my grandfather on my dad's side. His ring, it was more of a piece of jewelry. At first, I thought it was actually his army ring, but after talking to my uncle about it, he just said it was a piece of jewelry from my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And what it is, the band of the ring is silver, and on the very top of it, you have magenta on the background, and then an image of a Spartan soldier on the very top. And that's made out of, it's etched out of a mother pearl.
Right.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yes. It's a very, very nice ring. And the on the sides of the ring, there are grapes carved into the side. You can tell this is an older ring, too, because between the grapes, there's the black. I don't know what that's called, but there's just, it's
onyx?
Definitely not silver. So it gives that really, that look of being very old and antique.
Could it be onyx?
Is it like, you mean it's like a stone there, like a background, or is it a wear?
No, it's just you know, with time, silver.
Oh,
just,
okay.
a patina, kind of a patina on there.
Yeah. So it's, and I purposely kept it that way too, just to make, you know, because I could actually take it to the jewel and get it all cleaned out, but I didn't want to.
Sure.
Just to keep that old look.
Right, the old world look. So this is a family heirloom of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw, and basically the whole segment here is we were talking about family heirlooms, things right. Handed down. Now you have how many people in here? You have a big family.
I would say so. I come from a family of 15.
Yeah, wow.
I love a good Catholic family. So did you have to wrestle any of your brothers or sisters for the ring, or was it, okay, Charles gets this.
Well, you know, none of us actually fought over anything, which surprised, well, not surprised me, but it right. actually, you know, we traded, we kept handing it around to the family, different brothers would wear it mm-hmm. or what have you. And in fact, when I left for the seminary, I actually gave it to my brother, Vince,
mm.
and he held on to it. And then he gave it to one of my other brothers. And when I came back from the seminary, I was actually talking with him again, and he had the ring and gave it back to me.
Aww.
That's nice.
So,
that
is nice. Yeah, and I absolutely love it.
You wear it every day, Charles?
Not every day. I usually wear it on, you know, special days, feast days, usually Sundays, mm-hmm. you know, and then just big feast days, you know, when there's something
right.
special going on.
I definitely don't wear it every day. It's.
Yeah.
Do you have memories behind that ring?
But just more on main occasions, you know, weddings, yeah. holidays, you know, more around that those times.
Lisa had a question. What was it, Lisa?
Do you have memories behind that ring?
Oh, well, I have the memory of first finding the ring when I was about 8 years old. And that's actually kind of an interesting story because My dad has one of those roll top desks that have, you know, just, you know, you open it up and it has so many little drawers there that you just feel like it's a treasure hunt.
Right. There's like a million different compartments.
Oh yeah. And so I remember one time while my dad wasn't in his office, I just was sneaking through there, you know, because I wanted to find out what he had. And I remember he even had a box of Italian coins, old Italian coins before the euro.
Oh, neat.
And, you know, I thought it was more like a pirate, you know, finding the lost treasures and everything. But I remember opening up this one drawer, and it had this ring that I just explained and my dad's army ring in it. And I just remember being so overwhelmed by how beautiful they were, and I love rings, and so I tried it on, and of course it wouldn't fit. I could fit two fingers in there and still had plenty of room. So I remember for about a week, you know, I would always go down to my dad's desk and try the ring on, like, did I get, you know, thinking that if I went to sleep, I would get bigger overnight, and...
Aww.
Magically,
know, it exactly, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk type thing. Yeah. but so I tried it on, and you know, after a while, when I realized that, man, this is going to take forever before it can actually fit, I remember making a promise to myself that I was like, when I'm older, I'm going to find that ring again and wear it.
Yeah.
And I had completely forgotten about the ring. In fact, I think once I got older, I got less adventurous in my dad's desk, because I already knew it was in there. But I had forgotten about it, and it wasn't until, I would say, 6 months after my dad passed away. So I would have been 18 at the time.
Okay.
Oh.
So that was 9 years ago now. And I was just going through dad's desk again, just because he had a lot of letters from friends and other people, and so I was just more going down memory lane, you know, trying to see what I could say for my dad, you know, just those last memories. And I open up this drawer, and lo and behold,
there it is.
Out pops these two rings, and I had completely forgot about them.
What was that moment like? What were you thinking? You see this ring, and it's like suddenly your childhood comes flooding back, and it must have been a huge moment.
Oh yeah, I just remember just a chill went down my spine, and thinking to myself, oh my gosh. I had completely forgotten about those rings, but it instantly brought back that promise that I made myself that when I was old enough, I was going to get those rings and wear them.
We're talking with Charles Riccomini. We're talking about family heirlooms and things that are handed down. And what a great story, a wonderful story. And, you know, we hand down so many things in our Catholic families. You know, number one, the faith. But when you see, I don't know what it is, it's our human condition, I guess. We become, certain things hold certain memories, physical things. And when you, especially after the passing of your dad, of a parent, your dad.
Especially that young.
Yeah.
That's
a special thing. And so you're gonna carry that with you throughout your whole life. So now what's the plan? You carrying this forever? You're gonna hand this down? What are you gonna do?
Oh, I definitely would hand this down to my children.
Yeah.
Were that the case, I ever have children, that is.
Right. God willing.
I definitely pass it on to the family.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But how this connects all back is I'll tell you a little story my dad told me when I was growing up. So my dad, as I told you before, his father passed away when my dad was only 13.
Right.
Oh.
And I remember Dad telling me on many occasions, especially in my early teens, you know, as we were growing up and everything, that he told us that everything he did was just to make his dad proud.
Wow.
He's like, you know, it's like all the work I do raising his children, he's like, I know my dad never got to see this, but everything that I do to make him proud. And in that aspect, that ring holds that memory of my dad. So when I wear that ring, and not only when I wear that ring, but I always think of my dad and say, I want to make him proud. He gave me the Catholic faith, and so...
That in itself is a great gift.
That's what the ring means to me. It's not only to make my dad proud, but he raised me as a Catholic to go to heaven. And that's what it means to become a saint.
That is the capper to that whole story, Charles. That is beautiful. thanks for sharing that with us. I just wanted to touch on that. It's a beautiful ring, and that it's the story behind those heirlooms, those things. It's that story that really touches us, mm-hmm. and it really, you know, it's we need physical reminders.
It's hard not to get choked up too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I suppose. Well, I didn't mean to choke you up. I mean, you know,
Oh, that's all right. I hope it doesn't come across.
No.
It didn't.
Hey, Charles, have a great day, man. It's great. It's good to connect with you again.
Oh, it was good speaking to both of you again, too.
And thanks for being our first guinea pig on Skype.
Hey, my pleasure. If you need anything else, just give me a call.
I can Skype you anytime now.
Bingo.
All right. Have a great day, my friend.
All righty. Take care.
I love that story. I love that guy, Charles Riccomini. What a wonderful man. A great story. And thanks to him for being our first Skype guy. We're going to do this and get back and come back and talk with Father Wood on vacation in Colorado about today's Latin word of the day. Stick around. Go get some coffee. Grab some breakfast. Maybe a bagel. Be healthy today, right? Magnificat Radio here at MagnificatMedia.com. Mike and Lisa Austin on your morning tradition.